goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. Happy, happy, happy Friday the 13th. It's a mysterious day. It's a fun day. That, of course, was When Love Goes Astray. I have made an offer to this listening audience. Who does the song? Does anybody know? Call us at 877-480-4120. Tell me who did it, and I will send you a copy of Marina Lombardi's book, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. I'm not going to lie to you, folks. Hearing When Love Goes Astray is not the highlight of my week, but it is one of the highlights of my week. I can't help but listen to that song and smile. Last week, I came in directly from Bloom versus Bloom. Yes, my own divorce. Not done yet. A year and a half and still going. Unbelievable. But you know what? This is my opportunity to vent. It's your opportunity to vent. If you have a question, if you have a comment, please call in. Same number, 877-480-4120. If you don't call in, I'm going to vent and I'm going to talk about some of the things that we have done and that we will do on this show. 2 years ago, before I became a matrimonial litigant, I thought that I knew everything there was to know about divorce. I really did. But I got to tell you, I know comparatively little, and I have learned quite a bit going through this process and going through the, going and doing this show. I have learned a bit because I've gone into subjects that I have wanted to address. Looks like we have a call. We have Kara on line one. Kara?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not sure you can hear me. Can you?
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Is that Kara or Tara?
I'm sorry?
Is that Kara or Tara?
Tara.
Oh, Tara, okay. How are you?
I'm very well.
What can I do for you today?
I have a question.
Sure.
What happens if you're in the middle of the divorce and, well, actually, I have this situation where your soon ex-to-be is dating a much younger girl and he wants to take the kids away out of the country.
What a great question. I could go, well, I have to ask you a bunch of questions then. Is your ex an American citizen?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think he's not going to come back with the children? Do you think that's an issue?
No, I don't think that's an issue.
Okay.
I think he won't come back with them. It's mostly just me and being uncomfortable with the situation.
Well, is he your ex now, or is he just, you're in the middle of a divorce?
In the middle of a divorce.
Okay, if you're in the middle of a divorce, you really shouldn't be traveling with your children and a new significant other. How old are your kids?
They are 10 and 12.
10 and 12. Boy, that was a long time ago for me. 10 and 12. You know, they're very impressionable. And I can imagine that you're very uncomfortable with this, these circumstances. But
absolutely.
You know, have you spoken to your soon-to-be ex about this?
Well, the problem is we're not on very good speaking terms, so it's kind of something that I would have to do either through an email or through lawyers.
Well, you might.
And, you know, it would just be me being the bad guy yet again. But
oh,
I
can't believe
honestly,
you would be the bad guy.
I'm very uncomfortable with it.
Then I think, are your children in therapy?
No, they're not.
Okay. Are you in therapy?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because that would be a good subject to talk to your therapist about. But I think what you want to do is you want to put him, what do I want to say? You want to put him on notice about how uncomfortable you are with this, these circumstances. You have to, and I would tell my lawyer, and I would say, okay. Look, I'm not trying to be the B word, but, you know, I don't think it's good for my kids. And that's the way you handle it. You say, you don't talk about you. You don't. We know you're uncomfortable. How much young is the girlfriend?
20 years.
That's young. That's a big difference. Almost as young as your children, I would imagine at this point. I think what you have to do is you have to make it clear that, has he ever done this before?
No.
Okay, and...
And the kids are uncomfortable with the situation. But yet, you know, I'm sure they want to go on vacation.
Well, the kids come home and they tell you that they've been with Dad and Susie?
Yeah, Susie Q.
Susie Q. All right. And what do they say?
Not much. They, you know, don't talk much about it.
Okay.
But they have fun. And they like being with their dad, which
okay.
I want them to be.
Then I think that what you have to emphasize is that it's important for him and the children that they spend quality time together. Once you're divorced, you can say, you know, if this person is really going to be in your life, then, of course, she can be part of your children's lives. But right now, we don't know what's going on. The kids are very uncomfortable with it, and I'm concerned that you're going to bounce from one girl to another, and the children are going to get more confused.
Yeah. I guess it's not that uncommon to have a nasty divorce where there is no talking involved. Is that something that you see often?
That's what we're doing in Bloom versus Bloom. We're not talking. You see it all the time. Fortunately, my children are older and they can speak for themselves. Tara, we are running into a break. Would you like to stay through the break and ask me more questions, or would you like me to say goodbye?
I'm going to have to go because I have to go and catch a train, actually. But I thank you very much, Larry, for your help.
Thank you so much for calling. And tell your friends to call in, tell your friends to listen, and... if you have any other questions, feel free to call me.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too, Tara. Thanks for calling. Okay. That was fun. Now we should come back after this, and I want to talk about what I have learned doing the show. This is Talking Alternative, the Divorce Hour, and I am Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
I ain't gonna eat out my heart anymore. That, of course, is the Rascals. Sam is playing great music today. I came in before and heard Joe Jackson, which reminded me, of course, of the best Joe Jackson song, which is starts like this. Pretty women walking with gorillas down my street. Is that a great lyric or what? This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. We are talking about what we have learned. You know, today is Friday the 13th, but to me, it's really the 18th. This, believe it or not, is my 18th show. Hopefully, I sound a little better, a little more experienced. Sam is controlling everything else, and he is responsible for the quality of the sound, not necessarily the quality of the substance. And I want to talk about the things that we've talked about in before I do that, Tara just called and asked me a question about visitation. We have not done the custody and visitation show yet. I'm looking for the appropriate expert, and I'm thinking maybe what I want to do is have a non-custodial parent. Usually that's the father. In my case, I'm the custodial parent, and a custodial parent, which is usually the mother. I also want to talk about, in the future, I want to do a show on child support. I want to do a show on maintenance, or alimony. It's called alimony in New Jersey. It's called maintenance in New York. And it's generally referred to as spousal support. So I want to do a show on that. I want to talk about, believe it or not, I want to talk about taxes. We're going to bring in an expert on taxes to talk about how you structure a settlement so that you keep the most money. Your spouse is second. Well, actually, your children are second. Your spouse is third. And the government is dead last. Now, you got to be careful. Can't be too greedy. You remember who got Capone? It wasn't any other law enforcement branch except the IRS. Now, when I started this show, I used my mantra. As a matter of fact, you'll hear it at the end of my commercial. on this radio station. We make people happy. The truth is that the divorce process sucks. I know that now. I knew it before, but I really know it now. I knew it last week when I came into the studio and I was hot. Fortunately, I had a guest who I had to tone my act down for. And I wanted you listeners not to be fooled by my negative impact. But the truth is, because Sam always says I am the most positive person around divorce. So let's fast forward. The day the divorce is final. That, of course, is probably the happiest day of your life after the birth of your children. I don't have grandchildren yet, so I have no idea how happy I will be at the birth of my grandchildren, but I can tell you that I will be ecstatic the day that my divorce is final. I know I must have represented thousands of people in the 30 years that I've been practicing divorce law, and they can be miserable through the process, but I got to tell you, when it's over, there are big smiles on their faces. So I talked about in one of the early shows divorce making people happy, and I would encourage you to listen to that show. All the shows that I'm talking about here are on podcast. You know, I've been jumping around here. I didn't discuss some of the other shows I want to do, but I'll save that for later. I had Lainey Bennett in early in my radio career. Lainey Bennett is a personnel expert, and we talked about re-entering the job market following the divorce. It's very important that you maximize your income after you finish the divorce process. There are many strategies for whether you want your income to be high or low during the divorce process. But you do want to make sure that you maximize your income, because the truth is you cannot afford to maintain two households on the money that you previously ran one household with. I did a separate show on divorce support groups, and the reason I decided today to go back and review what I've done over the last 5 months, I can't believe I've been doing this show for five, almost 6 months now, was I wanted to talk about one of my divorce support groups, the Rockland Bergen Divorce Support Group. It's a meetup group, meetup.com. Tonight, they are having a new members meeting. If you're shy, if you're bashful, if you don't want to go to a group where everybody knows each other, go to this group. We're fun people, we're supportive people, and tonight there will be only a handful of regulars. I'll be there. But it's basically for people who have never been to a meeting of this nature, or have been to maybe one, to get acquainted with what is there. People listen, really listen. They don't preach. They don't tell you what to do. I've been to some support groups in the past where they give you a list of things, of do's and don'ts. My favorite was the divorce group who said you really should not enter into a sexual relationship within the first year of a divorce. And my response to them was, abstain for a year. I've been married for 25 years. I've abstained enough. So this isn't like that. They explore various topics. They go into, this is the show. There's a meeting discussing all types of custody and visitation issues, talking about support, talking about their lousy lawyers, sometimes they're good lawyers, talking about anything and everything that concerns them. You know, a divorce or even a separation is really a very traumatic thing. You've invested something with your partner, whether it's a year, whether it's 25 years, whether it's 50 years. And yeah, I've seen divorces that have gone after 50 years of marriage. I think the joke is they were waiting for the grandchildren to die. But the truth is that even if you are the person who left, and you are the person who decided you want a divorce, there's a void in your life. And I know that if you're the person that's been left, you need to have support. You need a therapist. Please, you saw when Tara called, I asked her if the kids or her or she were in therapy. Having done this for 30 years, being a divorce lawyer for 30 years, I'm somewhat of an armchair psychologist. But the truth is, I have no training for that. I just have experience. And my rates as a divorce lawyer are a little more expensive than most therapists' rates. So you want to discuss that. So we were talking about divorce support groups. This group meets, well, there's the normal meeting is the regular membership meeting is the third Friday of every month. And the new member meeting, which is starting tonight, is the second Friday of the month. Today is Friday the 13th, which would make it the second Friday in August. So where is this meeting? The meeting is in Ramsey, New Jersey, just by the state line, New York and New Jersey, between Bergen County and Rockland County, right on Route 17 going north. And the meeting starts at 7 o'clock. If you have any questions or you need directions, you can call me. My number is 201-925-8148. After the show, I will be on this number for the rest of the day, and I would be more than happy to give you information. If you have questions and you want to discuss any aspect of this show or some issue that concerns you, like Tara called before, the number here is 877-480-4120. We will be back in a couple of minutes talking about what I have learned doing this show. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and this is Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I'm Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of The Tony Martinetti Show, Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%. Your nonprofit is ignored because you're small or medium-sized, but you still need expertise and help with technology, fundraising, compliance, finance, and accounting. We'll look at all of these areas on The Tony Martinetti Show, Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%, on TalkingAlternative.com, Fridays 1 to 2.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Pretty weird.
window, I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there,
where?
There's a lady that I used to know.
Ask, and ye shall receive. I mentioned Joe Jackson. I quoted lyrics, and Sam punches it up. That, of course, is she really going out with him? One of my favorite lyrics of all time. If you would like to call in, the number here, 877-480-4120. This is, of course, the What I Learned Doing the Divorce Hour. After the support group show, I had Anna Maria Moore in talking about nutrition during a divorce. I am now going to divulge the two keys to life. Actually, there are three, but let's talk about the two keys to life. Eating properly is number two. I can't overemphasize how important it is to keep up your strength for a variety of reasons. If you have children who are now relying on you for support, you want to make sure that you're around to provide them for them. You want to feel good about yourself so that you can, and we'll get into the exercise in a little bit, so that you can enjoy your life, enjoy your children, enjoy your new life. What is the number one key to life? It is getting proper sleep. Believe it or not, that is one of the keys to life. If you sleep properly, now this is not a show on sleep apnea. I am not an expert on the topic. I am not a doctor. I am, however, a sleep apneist, so I understand it. I occasionally sleep, well, I should be doing it every night, but I occasionally sleep with a CPAP machine. And what I've learned, again, this is a What I've Learned show, when I was married, I did a sleep study, and I had an average of 182 wake-ups per hour. Now, that is diagnosed as, believe it or not, average to severe. It's not severe. I was shocked. It should have been severe. What that happens is that you woke up, or I woke up, 182 times. Obviously, I didn't know, but I stopped breathing. And if you all remember Reggie White, the famous defensive lineman, when he was in his 40s and he retired from football, one night he went to bed, he stopped breathing, and he never started again. So since I've been a matrimonial litigant and dropped a little weight, I had another sleep study done, 34 wake-ups per hour. Not bad. However, when they put the machine on me, 2 wake-ups per hour. So if you can get used to wearing the machine, 2 times an hour is nothing. I can't believe how many times I was waking up. So, what were those keys to life? Eating well and sleeping well. The third, of course, is loving well. I'm not here to plug Julia Roberts' movie, but Eat, Love, Pray, I would say sleep, eat, love. Okay? That's the way to go on this. So, after the nutrition show, I brought in a personal trainer. The show was entitled, I Want to Be Sexy Again. Everyone was very kind in not saying, again? No. Those of you who know me pre-divorce and during divorce, hopefully you'll know me post-divorce. I look forward to that day. You will know that I dropped a substantial amount of weight. Truth is, I dropped 45 pounds. And I'm not going to make the joke about having lost the weight of my spouse, because that's too easy. But what I did was I worked out with a trainer. And I committed to it. And eventually, I slowed my weight loss to maybe a little negative weight loss or a little bit of a gain. But I am back in the fold. I am committed. I am going to lose another 30. That's right. I talked about Reggie White before. The truth is, when I was at my peak, I was very close to having the nickname Fridge. I was fat. I didn't want to live. And hence, when I realized that, I wanted to make myself happy. And that's how that was my epiphany. My epiphany was the weight. My epiphany was the blood pressure. My epiphany was the fact that I was miserable. And I was turning a milestone age. You know, one of those ages that ends at a 5 or a 0. I was turning into one of those. Realized that 2/3 of my life was over. And I was miserable. And I didn't want to die miserable. So I started to eat better. I had Anna Maria Moore in. And she, you know, taught me how to eat. Hopefully she taught you folks how to eat. And we'll have Anna Maria back again to talk again. I worked out with Mark Couper, who was the guest here twice. And, and I'm committed. And hopefully you're committed. After that, we talked about something a little more important to most people going through divorce. And that, of course, is money. We didn't talk about child support. We didn't talk about spousal support. We'll talk about those things in future shows. But we talked about property distribution. We had Diane Vanderhoff of Ameriprise Financial in. We talked about Quadros and Q-tips and other things in terms of dividing pensions and retirement benefits. Nobody's going to tell you where you should put your stock money in stocks or bonds or wherever. But Diane asks the right questions and understands what your priorities are, what stages of your life you're in. And we went from there. I did a show on prenups. I did that one all by myself, just like today. Me and Sam were in the room together, and that was it. Prenuptial agreements, also called ante, not anti, ante, A-N-T-E, as in before, nuptial, as in marriage. Again, very important. One day, I want you all to realize that before I started the show and before I left, ran away from home, I was a hopeless romantic. I believed that there was such a thing as love. I didn't have it. I was miserable. But I thought that there was such a thing as love. And why did I think that? I'm going to tell you the story of Max and Rose. Max and Rose were the parents of my very good friend from college who lived close to me when I was in law school, way back when in the 70s. And his parents would have me over for dinner once a week. Thank God. Because while I was Fridge before I got divorced, I was Dickie the Stick while I was in law school. I mean, I was wasted away to nothing. I was metabolizing. Because all you did was read and study and write and read and work. And law school is a grind. Law school stinks. Law school does not teach you how to be a lawyer. Law school teaches you, I guess it sort of teaches you how to think, but it teaches you one thing at a time, and you just have to remember it. But Rose and Max had me over for dinner, and it was great. You know, and I sat and I talked to Max, and usually Rose was in the kitchen cooking. Made the best pumpkin pie I have ever had in my life, the best turkey. But Rose would walk into the room, and Max would instantaneously become 20 years younger. You could see it in his face. Yeah, she loved him. She did. She was devoted to him. She was great. She was wonderful. But he got that gleam in his eye. And, you know, it's more than God, it's almost 40 years later. It's 30 some odd years later. And, you know, I can still see the gleam in Max's eye. Rose died at a relatively young age. She was in her 70s. Max lived on for a number of years. The man lived to 104. Unbelievable. What a great man. He was an all-time general practicing doctor. His graduating class from Columbia University, I think was in the 20s, had 8 people in it. 1 woman, 7 men. But, I mean, just an incredible man and somebody that I think about every day. And, you know, so, and this was talking about prenups. One day I hope to get married again. Now I am a hopeful romantic, and we will talk a little bit more about prenups when we come back on the What I've Learned at the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom. This, of course, is Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Charles singing Your Cheatin' Heart. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. I want to welcome 2 listeners, one from China and one from Germany. and all you other listeners out there. Since the show has been picked up on iTunes Radio, actually the whole network has been picked up on iTunes Radio, we have listeners in at least 45 different countries. I am now told it's up to 47 different countries. So look at that. That's unbelievable. Hopefully you are learning things from this show. I know from the other shows on the network. I'm reviewing what I've done on prior shows, and I'm also going to talk about what I want to do on other future shows. If you're interested in any particular topic, the website of where you probably found us, which was talkingalternative.com, no S at the end, alternative in the singular, .com, go to the Divorce Hour page, and you will be able to find all of the podcasts. Prenuptial agreements. I told you I am a hopeful romantic. One day I shall remarry. However, I'm smart enough to know that that new marriage, like any marriage, is going to end. It will end in one of three ways. Either you will get divorced, and hopefully I'm smart enough now to avoid that pitfall. Again, you learn things over the course of time. But there is that possibility. Of course, I could die, or my spouse could die. And I have two children. I want to make sure they're protected. I'm sure that if I marry someone with children of their own, she would want to protect her children. So those are things that we have to do. I'm talking about, sorry, I got distracted for a moment. So a prenuptial agreement defines your rights and it gets you talking again. It was a really interesting show, and I recommend that you listen to that one. The shows are listed by the guest and the topic. And after prenups, we had Laura Oliveris in talking about getting organized. I know that when you split up, you got papers everywhere, you've got stuff everywhere, and you really need some semblance of order. Now, there are times when, you know, your spouse kept track of what was going on in the house. And you really didn't pay too much attention on that. You need to be organized. And Laura understood that, and Laura gave very good, helpful hints. So, this hour is going so fast today, and I have other things I want to talk about. We talked about divorce mediation. We had Emily Jonas and Susan Herzog in. No T. Herzog, excuse me. I only know Susan for 30 years, so you'd think I would know how to pronounce her name. Talking about divorce mediation, you know, in New Jersey, where Bloom versus Bloom is pending, you need, in the whole state of New Jersey, before you get a divorce trial, yes, some of these things go to trial, and I do have a trial date, and you'll be hearing more about that on upcoming shows. I have a trial date. But you have to go through at least one session of mandatory economic mediation. They also have, New Jersey's really pretty advanced. We talk about, there's parent education classes that are mandatory, just one class. It's about 2 or 3 hours. And basically telling you don't use your kids as a conduit. You know, don't send them messages, don't send money with them. Don't, like Tara asked me before, don't bring the new girlfriend or boyfriend around so fast. And they also have some custody and parenting mediation. But the economic mediation is an opportunity for you to explore an alternative. And Susan and Emily are experts at it. I know that the people I've used in New Jersey are also experts at it. It's a good alternative. For Father's Day, we had John Prezioso in talking about various men's issues. And again, you know, there are a lot of things that you need to, if you're a man, you know, we are taught from a very young age, keep your feelings to yourself. Nobody wants to hear your feelings. Women talk about their feelings. My favorite is the difference between men and women. Four women go out to dinner. They take one car, and they talk about, and they say, oh, you look fantastic. I'm so happy for you. Everything must be going great, which usually means I hate you. You look awful. Thank God I look better than you. Men, on the other hand, four guys go out for dinner. They take four separate cars, and they rag on each other throughout dinner. Why? You know, you look awful, you're a jerk, because that's our way of saying we love you. If a man hated his friends or hated the people, he wouldn't bother. So we explored some of the men's issues when John was in, and that is an encouraging show, and I recommend everybody listen to that show. A couple of weeks later, we had Dr. Elisa English in, and we did the same thing from the female perspective. Again, very important shows, and I recommend that you go into that. I'm going to talk, look at this, the hour is almost up. I want to talk about divorce from a child's perspective. We had Marina Lombardi in, and we had Marina Lombardi in, who wrote the book, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Remember, if anyone knows who did the song, Then Love Goes Astray, and I'll give you a hint, it's not me. Call in 877-480-4120 and you'll get a copy of Marina's book. You know, Marina is an interesting young woman. She's now 18. She started writing her book after her parents separated. I think she started about 10. I think her parents separated when she was 8. And it's very interesting to hear about divorce from the from the innocent victims. So I recommend that. We're going to come back with our final segment. I'm going to talk about a couple of the remaining shows, and then I want to talk about what I want to do in the future. Again, show topics, email me at divorcebybloom.com. Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, my last name. Call in if you have questions, 877-480-4120. I would love to address your issues. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and we are here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of The Tony Martinetti Show, Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%. Your nonprofit is ignored because you're small or medium-sized, but you still need expertise and help with technology, fundraising, compliance, finance, and accounting. We'll look at all of these areas on The Tony Martinetti Show, Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%, on TalkingAlternative.com, Fridays 1 to 2.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Oh, my God. John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd as the Blues Brothers. Everybody needs somebody to love. And when I get in the car in a little while, the Blues Brothers CD is going right into the machine. Sam is a genius. I talk about hopeful romantics, and he gives me Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. A genius. Okay, we have learned about collaborative divorces, which is a very interesting topic, and we did an hour on it. We'll do more hours on it in the future. And we did something that I thought was germane to most people, divorcing a sick spouse. Now, we had Ellen Gold in, and she talked about her physically ill spouse, and I know that many people think that their spouses, I know my spouse thinks, that she's married to a mentally ill person. Many people feel that way. So it was a very interesting hour, and Ellen was, someone who went through the process. But perhaps, unquestionably, the show that I am the most proud of was the domestic violence show. We talked about the terrible issues of domestic violence, you know, and this week there was a domestic violence issue in the news. There seems to always be a domestic violence issue in the news. That, of course, is the closer for the New York Mets apparently attacked his fiancée's, the people call him his common-law wife. There's no such thing in New York. It hasn't been since 1933, but his fiancée's father. So the talk that I had with Melanie Curtin of Voices of Dignity was a show. If you're going to listen to one of my shows, other than this one and the future ones, please listen to that one. Melanie is a remarkable woman who is putting together this incredible group, and it addresses probably the most serious issue, well, certainly the most serious issue in divorce. And that brings us to what we've learned. Now, what will we learn in the future? I want to learn how to date. I obviously did not know how to date by virtue of the many failed relationships I've had since I've become separated. Maybe I did something right in finding somebody right now. And hopefully I won't screw it up, but I want to learn how to to keep love alive, as they say. And that, of course, brings us to the issue of sex, and we're going to talk about sex one day. I have a sex therapist on tap that I want to talk about. And finally, I want to talk about no-fault divorce. You would New York is a dinosaur. Why do I say New York is a dinosaur? New York is the last of the 50 states that does not have irreconcilable differences as a divorce ground. Now, on August 3rd, 10 days ago, a bill was delivered from the state legislature in New York to Governor Patterson's office. 2 days later, on the John Gambling radio show, Governor Patterson could not remember whether he signed that law or not. Right now, he has not signed it. His quote, "It is our intention to, certainly our intention to sign it, but again, we're another week later and no irreconcilable differences divorce." We're going to talk about more of that, the lawyer's role in that, and what's going on. It has been a fun hour. It has been a fast hour. If you like what you hear, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your relatives, tell everybody you know. The Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom, TalkingAlternative.com. Please stay tuned for my friend Tony Martinetti. He has a very interesting show, and as he always does, the man is a genius as well. I recommend that you listen. Call us at 877-480-4120. Call my office at 212-964-3502. And we'd love to talk to you. This has been the Divorce Hour for Friday the 13th. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here on Talking Alternative.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.